Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, second season with me, Queen MC Madison Chase. We are talking SFS, that's kind of hard to say, Soul Fill Sunday. So we're going to talk about a spiritual goal that I set for myself. Hopefully it will inspire you in this journey of me setting these new spiritual goals. The amazing thing that happened that I'm super excited to share with you. And hopefully on this journey, when I set these spiritual goals, the amazing woman that I met, actually women that I met, I want to share that journey with you. So stay tuned. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC, that's me, and today we are talking Soul Fill Sundays, and the reason why I say morning on Sundays. So stay tuned, we'll hear a word from our sponsor, then we'll jump right into it. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into it. Okay, it's second season, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so thankful for you guys for listening and sharing, and shout out to my friend Tico, shout out to my friend Diana, shout out to my mom, you know, for always supporting me, and shout out to my new friend who has been listening, that's a comedian, great guy, so yeah, I want to say thank you guys for listening. So why do I say morning? So every morning, every day when I talk to my mom, that's something we do. It's kind of like a fun thing just because growing up in the African-American church, which is appropriate for Sunday, I went to a non-denominational church, which means it's not, I guess it's kind of more closely associated to Baptist. And one of the things, you know, that some women who were older in the church, you know, it's like they were trying to be fancy, so they would over enunciate their words and they would say more teen, good morning teen. And so me and my mom, you know, that's something that we do. We kind of laugh about it every morning. So whenever we call each other, that's the first thing we say, like, good morning. So anyway, that's why probably on Sundays you will hear me say good morning. It sounds like I could have an accent from another country, but that's the backstory of the morning. Okay, so one of the spiritual goals, growing up in a non-denominational church in Texas, which is commonly referred to as the Bible Belt, and it's the Bible Belt because literally in Texas, there is a church literally on almost every corner, which is not a bad thing. You know, I think it's an interesting perspective. Because I would think, I'm such a huge believer in collaboration and partnership, and I would think, you know, but maybe you need those small churches because, you know, there's Texas is such a big place, and so you have, you know, people who may need different things. So maybe having a, you know, a church on every corner gives people a lot more options to express their faith and their spirituality. So one of the goals that I set, having lived in California and being introduced to so many people from so many different faiths, and one of the amazing people that I met on my journey in California is Justin Baldoni, who is a star of Jane the Virgin. I know that show just wrapped, but amazing, amazing guy, and he is Baha'i faith, and I never met someone who was Baha'i faith, but such an amazing guy. He does a really incredible event, and I always talk about setting feet to your faith, putting feet to your faith, so whatever it is you believe in, put some feet to it. And what that means to me is, you know, exactly what Justin Baldoni is and who he is in terms of, he does this huge carnival, and it's called the Carnival of Love, where he will go down to Skid Row and he'll give, you know, he'll have a section set up for clothing, to give clothes away, to give men, women, and children clothes, cell phones, library cards, washing their feet, haircuts, showers, just an amazing day of just like really putting feet to your faith and showing love to those people who have been displaced. So getting a chance to meet him, you know, living in Texas, I typically only met people who were of the same faith. They were mostly Christians. So meeting someone who was so amazing and so inspirational to me. And sometimes when you meet people in Hollywood, they change, and, you know, the more famous they get. But I could say Justin Baldoni is that person who has consistently stayed himself, which I appreciate so much. But another spiritual goal that I set for myself. So I was just sharing a little story and the insight with you about Justin Baldoni, because I think he's an amazing guy. You should go follow him on Instagram. He is a filmmaker and a producer and director. Such an amazing guy. Okay, so on my spiritual journey, I set a spiritual goal to do yoga. And the app that I use is Downward Dog, or it's Down Dog. And it's a cute little blue app with a little picture of a cartoon kind of out, like a drawing of a little white dog. It could be my little doggy, Callie. So I wanted to do yoga. I want to get certified to teach yoga. I'm thinking of either doing Kemetic yoga, which is like an Egyptian yoga certification. So I'm thinking about doing that. And after doing yoga, and I also set a goal to meditate. And I love this new app, because this app actually helps you to kind of set meditation goals. So whatever your faith is, I know they have Christian meditations on there. So sometimes Christians are a little hesitant to meditate, but I feel like it sets your intentions for the day. It puts you in a place, because we are so distracted by so many different things, whether it's social media. And I haven't really been on social media because I'm really working towards this young lady that I met who owns Poopery. I actually went to Poopery and I met this amazing woman named Sandy Phillips. Such an incredible person. Okay, so to wrap up, I'm sure you heard that dog barking. That is my mom's Cocker Spaniel, Remington, who is a character. Remington loves to watch television. He watches your cell phone, your iPad, your computer, your Mac. He wants to be in it. Like, he watches television. I don't know how he sees anything, but he loves to watch your phone and technology. He loves it. So anyway, that was Remington barking. I'm not going to delete it. You just get to hear the live and in person, but I get to say good morning to my mom in person. So there you have it. So to wrap up, I didn't intend on talking about Justin Baldoni, but that's the way the spirit moved today. So next Sunday, I will talk about Sandy Phillips and Susie Batiste, and these two amazing women that I met on my journey while in Los Angeles, and just how amazing these two ladies are that I met from the company Poopery. She is a self-made millionaire. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me. And we talked Soul Feel Sundays. Until next Sunday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.